Welcome to Come Closer with Eva, a playful, kink-curious space for adults who love a bit of tension, teasing, and power exchange. Here, we will explore fantasies, dynamics, and the delicious edges of desire. Each episode is an invitation to notice what actually excites you. Being led, taking charge, being teased, or giving in, and to meet those desires with curiosity. Welcome to this week's episode. I'm really excited to talk about this one. It is understanding cuckolding, one of the world's biggest kinks. So there's a lot of curiosity, misconceptions, and a hell of a lot of fascination. Whether that you've heard about the term before, you're curious about it, or is something that you yourself have fantasized about for years. Today's episode is simply about understanding what it is, why it's so popular, and the different ways that people enjoy it. One thing that often surprises people is just how common that this kink actually is. Over the years, I have had countless online sessions with people who identify as cucks, hi American cuck, or who enjoy some aspect of the fantasy. It's easily one of the most requested dynamics, and it exists in so many forms. So, what is cuckolding? In simple terms, cuckolding, or as I used to call it right at the start, cuckolding, which you literally are holding a cock. Somebody is, anyway. Cuckolding is a relationship dynamic or a fantasy where someone gains excitement from the idea of their partner being intimate with someone else. For some people, it's purely fantasy, where others, it is something that they do explore in real life with clear communication, trust, and boundaries. One of the biggest misconceptions is that every cuckold fantasy is the same. It really isn't. Some people enjoy voyeurism, where the excitement comes from watching or imagining their partner with someone else. Others enjoy the emotional aspect, feeling vulnerable, submissive, or excluded in a consensual way. For some, is about the psychological power exchange rather than anything physical. And some enjoy what is called hot wifing, where the focus is on celebrating their partner's confidence and their sexuality, where others are more interested in the humiliation, while many have absolutely no interest in being humiliated at all. So it is quite complex. There are people who simply enjoy hearing stories. I have a few on my audio site. Role-playing scenarios online, which I've done plenty of, or exploring the fantasy through conversation without ever wanting it to become reality. And that is something I think is important to remember. Fantasy and reality aren't always the same thing. Many people have fantasies that never actually want to experience outside of role play, and that is pretty normal. Why is cuckolding so popular? There isn't one simple answer. For some, it's about surrendering control. For others, it's about admiration, excitement,
or seeing their partner through someone else's eyes. Some enjoy the emotional intensity and others enjoy the anticipation. And for many, it simply really is, because it's a fantasy, sorry, that allows them to explore feelings that don't fit into their everyday life. And after speaking to so many cucks over the years, I've learned that there is no two people that experience this kink in exactly the same way. Everyone has their own reasons, boundaries, and interests. The healthiest dynamics are built on honesty, trust, and mutual agreement. Knowing each other's limits is just as important as knowing what excites you. Whether cuckolding is something that interests you or not, understanding why people enjoy different fantasies can be fascinating in itself. Hence why I make this podcast. Sexuality is incredibly diverse, and there is no single way to experience intimacy or desire. I would love to know your thoughts on today's topic. Have you heard of cuckolding before? Did anything surprise you? Would you try it, or would you run for the hills? If you have any ideas for future episodes or any anonymous questions, you can always drop me a message on my website, which is sexaudios.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening to Come Closer with Eva. Until next time, take care, stay curious, and I'll speak to you very, very soon.